My name is Betsy Pickett, and I'm the proud parent of four children who are currently being educated in College Station ISD or who will be in the future. And I just wanted to express my appreciation to the board for all the hard work that's been done on the boundary proposals for the district. I realize that your job is often thankless and difficult, hard to please everyone. I just wanted to express my support for the current boundary proposals that affect my children and so many children who are being educated in this district. That's all I have to say.
Good evening. Steve Boswell, 17367 Sioux Springs, College Station. Thank you for the opportunity for us to speak. I'd like to thank the board for all the work they've done with regards to this topic. It's a very trying and challenging task. I understand that. And I'd like to echo what Dr. Ely had said earlier, that you all have done a phenomenal job by providing transparency through the process, laying out the objectives, developing a committee, putting forth a number of objectives for them to meet, and you've done a great job, and so we appreciate that.
Really?
Rockstar. Again, so thank you very much for the opportunity. Also, on a high note, I'd like to congratulate Dr. Ely on the announcements for the Merit Scholars this week. It was amazing and got a lot of publicity and provides great accolades for our students and teachers. So great job. As it relates to the boundary adjustments, I thank you for creating the committee, and I'd like to thank them, if there any of them are here, for all of the hard work. Again, echoing Dr. Ely, months of work and labor and data and information provided by the community, and that's a lot to take in. They've done an amazing job, and trying to meet the composition, growth capacity, and splitting the middle schools. Also, coming to a consensus, which is not easy, for new zones of the 5 through 8, reworking the high school zones, when to implement them, and grandfathering. These are all very challenging concepts. And what I saw on the amended agenda, or the agenda that has the amended maps, I'd like to provide my support for that. It looked, based on a map, really, really good. But now with Mr. Martindale's presentation, which I thought was excellent, provides a lot of numbers to the background, and it's amazing how strong those numbers tell a story. And I think that the committee has done an amazing job. I'll further say that although I recognize it's maybe not perfect, but it seems to provide as little disruption to the community as possible, and I thank them for trying to achieve that as well. As you know, I know it's challenging for you, but in the community, neighborhood versus neighborhood, we've got to stop it, you know, and I think this is the best solution. We're all going to be here based on the forecast numbers.
Thank you very much.
Hi. Gerard Toussaint. I live at 3000 Arapahoe Ridge. Thank you for allowing me to speak at this meeting. My name is Gerard Toussaint. My wife, Andrea, and I have five children in the CSISD. They'll be graduating from high school between 2019 and 2026. So we have a lot invested in this school district. Tonight I want to express some gratitude on behalf of parents in College Station, and my appreciation goes to two important groups. First, I want to thank the Boundary Committee. These 37 representatives of our community served as our voice in reorganizing our school assignments. They worked hard, they solicited expert input, they ran through numerous scenarios, and they crafted a reasonable recommendation for school assignments. Their final recommendation fulfilled all their mandates. It ensures split middle schools did not result in one school being disadvantaged. It zones for maximal capacity and for growth. And it balances that student composition of schools about which Dr. Ely speaks tonight. Remarkably, the group kept all the schools below their capacity for five consecutive school years, beyond which predictions can become more uncertain. The group has had difficult discussions about socioeconomic status, economic advantages and disadvantages. They solicited community feedback at three open forums, and they finalized a plan that seems perfectly acceptable. Second, I want to thank the school board, mostly about the process. When elected, you pledged to do your best to represent the wishes of our community and serve our children. Even though some of you may have personal opinions that may differ from the final recommendation, it's a testament to the openness of our community that you have maintained, affirmed, and strengthened our tradition of having a collective community voice to guide the process. The willingness to represent all of us is a strength of local government. It's a dramatic contradistinction to what happens in Washington, D.C., where it appears that decisions are made behind closed doors and only by a few who possess the most influence. Finally, I ask for your inclusiveness in the future. If certain mandates have not been met, or we need to build another high school, or we need to expand one of our campuses dramatically, we hope that those future decision-making processes and the rezoning involved will be just as open, just as welcoming, and just as transparent as this round of decision-making. So I applaud the work of both groups, the trust needed to make it happen, and I look forward to similar community representation in the future.
Wes Dennard, 18588 Anasazi Bluff. May I ask a question? The slideshow that we just saw, that is kind of what we're leaning towards, correct?
No, sir, based on the 37 recommendation from the Boundary Adjustment Committee, as I said at the very beginning, this board has not had any discussion with it, and you can't ask questions, but we won't take this off your time, but just for clarification, you can speak to us, but we're okay. Not going to answer back.
Okay. Well, I didn't catch the last part, but that's okay. That's fine. I've got a bunch of notes here. I don't know if I need the mic, or maybe I do, maybe I don't. I don't know if everybody can hear me. I may be one of the few, maybe not. Born and raised in this community. I was born at St. Joseph Hospital. Went to Bryan ISD, went to College Station ISD. Graduated from that high school right there. Okay. My family has owned a business in this town since 1987. My wife and I made a decision when we moved back from the Woodlands as to where we're going to live. Okay. Which is Indian Lakes. And that decision was based on the school. Truth be known, I kind of thought it would be, you know, pretty cool if my kids went to the same high school I went to. My wife wanted the new high school, so we wound up in Indian Lakes. Paid good money, whether it's a dollar, whether it's $10 million, $100 million, 2 cents, it doesn't matter. Every man and or woman in this room, prior to buying, building a house, has an opportunity to research where that house, depending on where it's at, is located in regards to school district. We did our homework. We are zoned for the new high school. And that's where I plan on going, taking my kids. I agree with all the hard work that Mr. Martindale and his crew did. As far as grandfathering, if you purchase a prior to and or let me back up. If you can show a birth certificate, ownership, of course the bank's going to own the house. We all know that, but. Prior to the execution of this so-called rezoning, you ought to be grandfathered in. I did not build that house so two of my kids could go to the new high school, and the one that we had 2 months ago go to the high school I went to. And I don't know how many of y'all on the board, and I do say this with all due respect, have kids in the school district, but I've got two, and now I've got a third boy. Okay. To Mr. Ely, you made a comment earlier, and again, with all due respect, I have lived in this town, and the comment that was made about everybody perceives that you're white and you drive. No, that's not the perception of this community. I disagree with that statement.
Thank you, sir.
Carrie Scott, 17360 Paladero Canyon. I think at this point, pretty much everything that I had planned on saying has been covered. I have a husband that grew up here in this town and is very proud of the community he was raised in. We have three boys that will all go to school here, and I will have kids in this district for 22 consecutive years. So obviously, I have a great interest in what goes on with the education of the children in this community. And I just want to thank the board and reflect on the comments that were made earlier. Thank the board for taking into consideration the community's input in making their decisions, and also thank the committee for all the hard work that they put into it. The presentation that was put up here showing the balance of numbers versus the end of last school year compared to the recommendation put forth by the committee, I don't think that they could have done a better job in equaling out each of the schools in question and meeting their objectives. So thank you to y'all, and thank you to the committee, and I'm proud to have kids in this district.
Brad Coyer, 724 Plum Hollow, Pebble Creek. I'd like to start off by apologizing for people in row two whose toes I stepped on twice. But I'm going to leave after this, so I won't step on them a third time. I'll also echo what was already been said by Dr. Yokin and Dr. Ely and a bunch of other people, which I think the committee has done a fantastic job. Anybody who's ever served on one of those committees realize that there's no perfect answer. It's a lot of time commitment, and they deserve commendation for all their efforts. Same to the school board. Truly a public service position, if there's an elected position, because it's also a thankless task most of the time. I also want to say, and it was brought up also, the fact that we have 25 area National Merit Scholar finalists or semifinalists, and what, 22 of those, I think, or 23 of those are CSISD. 11 of those in Consol, 10 of those at College Station High School tell us that we're doing a really good job of keeping a good, balanced education system, and that CSISD is doing a great job. And I think it's incredibly important that we continue to do that. Dr. Ely and Dr. Yokin made the comment that I was going to make, which is maintaining equality, maintaining consistency, so that every kid in our community has an equal opportunity, equal facilities, is fundamental. I think that is incredibly important. I think what has been done in terms of balancing low SES population has been very good. I hope, and obviously you've looked at far more data than I have, but I hope that a attempt has been to look into the crystal ball 3 to 5 years out and hope that the SES will stay in balance to where it is currently at. Obviously, it's not going to stay that way forever. You're going to always have to adjust. But I think what has been done has been very, very well done. One thing I would like to comment on is I would like to see a little more balance in the overall quality of facilities between the two zones. When I say two zone, the maroon and purple zone. Only from the standpoint of perception. I could care less. You can teach my kids in a metal barn as long as you give them good teachers. And we have excellent teachers. So I don't care how shiny the school is. It's irrelevant to me. My daughter goes to Consol. I graduated from Consol in 86. I think it's pretty cool. You know, I like the fact that I walk in and I see Gwen, and I graduated with Gwen. So that's kind of neat, you know. My son's going to...
12 when he graduated.
I'm sorry, Gwen. I like the fact that both my kids went to Oakwood. My son did AMCMS. I think they're fantastic schools. I think everyone's getting a great education. What bothers me as a real estate broker is driving people around, and when they see the shiny and new, gravitating towards shiny and new because it's shiny and new. And that's a human problem, not necessarily an actual problem. But equality of facilities would be great. But appreciate all your work. Thank you.
Thank you.